morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine the Roach, and I'm a bit under the weather today with a really bad cold. So please bear with me, and I'll try not to hack up a lung on air. So I hope that you are doing super well on this wonderful day. It seems to be really great. I stepped outside, and it was sunny and bright at 6:30 this morning. The birds were chirping, and squirrels were running all around, so I really do feel like we are entering into a spring/summer season. And did you hear? And we'll find out from Jim Corbin in a little bit, too, about the weather. It's going to really start to warm up. And when we say sunny and bright, we really mean it because I think we're in for some really great weather. We're switching the format just a little bit today. We're going to be doing some out and about things right now. And Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:15, break to 7:30, followed by 7:35. Joan Ritchie from the Attleboro Literacy Center will be talking to us about a great fundraising event that will be coming up this in a couple of weeks on Wednesday, April 16th, it's the International Food Tasting, so we'll talk to her a little bit later. But right now, if you're looking for some things to do, the Pawtucket Red Sox has their open house today from 11 a.m. to 2, and you can take a tour of the facility, you can get autographs from the players, and the best thing of all, you can meet and greet Dennis Oil Can Boyd. Remember him from the Red Sox? Well, he's going to be down there signing autographs, so you can meet him, and there's a lot of free food down there. So if you're looking for something fun and exciting to do, Saturday, 11 a.m., the fun starts at the Pawtucket Red Sox Open House, and Monday is their very first game at 6 p.m., but prior to that, the Rhythm Section Band will be performing from 4:30 to 6 at McCoy Stadium. You want to check those guys out, too. They're getting a lot of play. I told you last week I was going to go to the home show and ask why bathtubs aren't as big as they should be. Well, guess what? They were. They had some really big, different ones there. I was really shocked. So I'm reporting back that Kroller and other manufacturers of bathtubs are actually expanding their widths and things. I also ran into a lot of people selling solar energy, a push for solar energy, solar power, solar panels, and I mean anything and everything for your house, from windows and window treatments to garage doors, and the Gem Boys for the Gem Plumbing were there, and Restivo, those folks were there, and it was just really an amazing show. But I was disappointed because they did say that there was going to be the flower show there too, and unfortunately that wasn't the case, because when you say flower show, you know, you want to see a lot of flowers to buy, and you know, and I went there with the hope of doing that, but way in the back in a corner, they had these young people that were, I guess somebody donated a greenhouse to them, and they were selling plants. And yeah, that was the flower show. And people were really upset. And the director of this wonderful collaborative youth collaboration, raising funds for these kids to learn about agriculture and things like that, she said, yeah, we got a lot of people that are really angry with us. I said, well, why would they be angry with you? You're the ones that are providing. I mean, granted, you have a small greenhouse, but still it's for sale. You know, plants are still for sale. So, yeah, needless to say, I did pick up a I mean, like, I would pay like $2 for this basil plant, but they charged me $5, and I just gladly gave it because it was such a great cause. And I thank them for doing that, and that was really, really great. So that was reporting back to you about the home show. And I didn't buy anything else, which was really great. But, yes, everybody goes to the home show to get rulers and you know, bags and pens and all these other things. And I have a whole trunk full of them that I'll be giving out throughout the week. Mike, I should give you those too, because I've got a ton of stuff in the trunk of my car. Cool. So Mike is watching me, because I said to him, if I start coughing, he's going to have to shut off my mic, because I really do have a cold. And I love my granddaughters, and last week I was with them, and my little five-year-old Hazel, she loves giving me kisses. And there's nothing like a granddaughter's kisses, believe me. But she was sick, and I didn't know it. And she has a cold, and needless to say, I also have one. But I'm going to get some chicken soup later as we leave here today, and I'll rest up the rest of the day. But I'm good. I'm here with you. Our number here is 508-222-1320. If you played the lottery, the numbers are, Mass Daily number is 1033. Rhode Island Daily number is 3577. Mass Cash is 3592332. The Mega Millions, 30, 33, 43, 47, 69. The Mega Ball is 15, and the Mega Plier is 5. So, what do you think about those movies that are coming out? My goodness, Beauty and the Beast is the number one movie in America. It's bringing in millions and trillions of dollars. I could just see all the stock rising and Disney stock rising. And with a lot of clothes, like I was saying last week, too, if you go into even Walmart, they have Belle's Dress and dolls and things like that for sale. Everything. So, yeah, the top-rated shows. I have some interesting insight. My insight, not anybody else's opinion. But Beauty and the Beast is the number one movie. Granted, that's really awesome. I don't know why they keep making a King Kong movie. I mean, I really don't. And now this one here is called Kong Skull Island, for God's sakes. I mean, seriously, folks, we all know how it ends. They have a new movie called Boss Baby. Well, you know, I mean, it's a cartoon, it's animated, it's cute and funny and everything, but if you've ever had children, babies are always the boss of you. Even they don't talk to you, but they tell you when they're hungry, when they want to be fed, when they want to be held. You know, they babies have, you know, I think that all babies have a little Family Guy Stewie in them. I swear to God they do. And if you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. You just lay your head on a pillow when the baby knows it, waits for you to fall asleep almost, and then starts crying. And then you have to get up and feed it, change it, and diaper, and etc. But anyway, that's it's not doing too well, Baby Boss. Yeah, I wouldn't think so. It's going to go straight to DVD. Going in Style with Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine and Alan Arkin. I couldn't believe with this. Two Oscar winners are doing this silly movie about growing older and getting some extra money. So instead of planning for retirement, they decided, well, instead of losing the house, I think I'm going to just rob a bank or something. So they try to pull off this caper to live in style. And that's what that movie's all about. This one here is really weird, Ghost in a Shell. I mean, I was looking at this, I'm saying, who would ever pay money to see an actress in a bodysuit pretending to be, you know, a superwoman, and she's like a cyborg, and she's half human and half, you know, cyborg, and I just don't get the concept, but I mean, she's running around in this bodysuit thing, and it's like, good Lord, it's not really appealing. I think that's another movie that's going to go straight to DVD. And those are the movies. Anyway, you know, Rent is in town. It's only for a short period of time, and Rent is celebrating its 20th anniversary. I have to say, I've never seen Rent. I mean, I've seen some really great movies and everything, and but I didn't see this one here, and I'm under the weather, so
I've seen it.
You have?
Yeah, when I pay my landlord.
Yeah, this is funny, yeah. Rent is celebrating the 20th anniversary tour. It started yesterday, but Saturday and Sunday it's playing at the Providence Performing Arts Center. And tickets are $36 to $93. So you can go check that out and see a part of Americana theater history. So if that's not your deal, let's see. We do have some really fun things. The Water Fire actually is happening tonight at 7:30 to 11 o'clock tonight, but it's only a partial. So Water Place Park will have it right in front of the Providence Place Mall. And that's really, you know, a spectacular scene when you go there and you see all the wonderful lanterns lit. It's almost like very, very peaceful and tranquil. And if you're shopping at the Providence Place Mall, you can look out on especially the third floor, fourth floor, or fifth floor windows. Fantastic views of Providence downtown. It's just really fabulous. It really is. And also, too, at Emerald Square Mall, you can take the kids to see the Easter Bunny. Do folks really do that anymore? Like taking pictures of the Easter Bunny with their kids? Do kids actually get dressed up for Easter? I don't know. But anyway, it's because Easter is next week, so they're saying that come on down. It's in the lower level by Sears, and that's at the Emerald Square Mall. And today between 10 and 2, the Carousel Village at Roger Williams Park will have the Easter Bunny there with the carousel rides. Rain or shine, it says, $7 in advance. And they're even going to have pony rides. Woohoo! That sounds pretty good. No, I'm too old for that. Okay, Ocean State Follies, you know, Charlie Hall, he's going to be putting back on his musical review and poke fun at all things Rhode Island, and it returns today after a five-year hiatus. And the fun starts at 8 o'clock at B. Pinelli's in East Providence. So they are actually going to do this for 3 months. I think that this is going to be really great. So he says mostly Saturday nights. They might throw in a few Friday or Sunday afternoon shows. But this is really, really, really great. So B. Pinelli's East Providence, they're going to have a buffet dinner at 7 o'clock, and the show starts at 8:15 p.m. Tickets and show are $45, but if you just want to go to the show, it's only $25. So you can call B. Pinelli's for tickets and reservations and everything. Now, if you need a good laugh, and God knows we all do after what happened with Trump in Syria recently, Kathy Griffin is in town. Yes, that Kathy Griffin. She's going to be here on Sunday at 7 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Providence, Rhode Island, and her tickets are $39 to $59. Why don't they just round it off to $40 and $60, for gosh sakes? I don't get it. It comes up to that way anyway because they always throw in like a service fee or a ticket fee or whatever. But anyway, her shop humor and everything. It'll be great to see what she says, that's for sure. She said, even if you see me like 6 months ago or even 2 months ago, she said that she'll find humor in everything in current events. So I'm sure she's going to be talking about Trump and the latest things that were happening in Syria this week. So anyway, if you need a good laugh, she's going to be here on Sunday at 7 o'clock. So that'll be pretty interesting. That'll be great. So, yeah, the weather's supposed to be really, really good. I just can't believe it. It's going to be really great. I do want to let you know that because the international tasting of the annual, I should say, the fourth annual international food tasting is Wednesday, April 26th at 5:30 to 8 at the Elks Lodge in Attleboro. Well, there's going to be adding more restaurants. And this looks really, really great. They have Joey Kramer's Rockin' and Roastin' is going to be there. The Attleboro High School Culinary Arts Department is going to be there. There's going to be Habib Middle Eastern Kitchen is going to be having food there, too. And many, many more restaurants. And I'll let Joan talk about that on the flip side at 7:35. But you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Good morning. And I hope that you have your first cup of coffee with us and we'll call in. We are up against our first break, unfortunately. And on the flip side, though, we've got great, great weather news from Jim Corbin. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss the second half of the show. Good morning. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
On Wednesday, April 12th at 6 o'clock p.m., Authors with Stories in Murder, Inc., Volume 2, an anthology of pulp fiction thrillers set in New England newsrooms, will read from their works and answer questions from the audience. The reading and Q&A session will take place in the Balfour Room of the Attleboro Public Library and will be hosted by Rusty Darconti, an author published in the anthology and former publisher of the Sun Chronicle. You can register for the event on the Attleboro Public Library website.
Juice, Mom. Juice, juice, juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store? Mom, I want juice.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Each year, nearly 250,000 people head to the emergency room due to slips in their bathrooms alone. When you add injuries caused on kitchen floors, pool decks, hardwood stairs, and walkways, it's over 1 million people. Your whole house is an obstacle course. That's why Sentinel Safe Floor Solutions provides services to make your existing floors slip-resistant and safe. Whether it's your family or your pet that has been slipping in your home, Sentinel Safe Floors can reduce the chances of being injured. Locally owned and operated and serving the greater Attleboro area, learn more about Sentinel Safe Floors by calling 508-535-5000.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine the Roach, and we are having a great time today on a great sunny Saturday morning. And our number here is 508-222-1320 if you'd like to call in and say, hey, how you doing? But right now, we're going to get the latest and greatest on updates of our weather from Jim Corbin. So good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Elaine and Mike. How's everyone doing there?
Well, I've been better, Jim. I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah, I just heard. Yeah, that's hey, the weather's going to help. Get outside if you can over the next couple of days, and the fresh air is going to really get rid of your cold really quick, I think. So that's my advice for that. But anyway, we're starting out with bright sunshine now. Today is going to be the last day of really cool temperatures. Now, you say, what are you talking about, cool? Well, we're not going to get any precipitation of any consequence, maybe a sprinkle north and west. But we're going to have a lot of the billowy clouds starting to form the next hour or two. In fact, if you look off to the west right now, I know you can't, being in the building, but if anyone wants to look off to the west, you can see a bank of clouds now just lurking on the horizon. Now, what they're going to do is just block the sun from time to time this afternoon. So it's going to become breezy, but it's going to stay essentially dry. Finally, after getting over 6 inches of precipitation in a week and a half, we're finally done with any significant precipitation for a while. Temperatures today should reach the low 50s, so not exactly warm or even mild, but certainly without any precipitation, not a bad day. Winds will be out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight we'll have that almost full pink moon, Elaine.
Wow.
The full pink moon, officially full on Monday and Tuesday, but for the first time in a while, we're going to see that moon. So if you're out this evening, of course, sunset now is 7:15, but once that sun goes down, if you look opposite where the sun goes down to the east, you'll see that moon coming up. It could be a nice one, falling down to about the upper 30s, and then the fun begins beginning tomorrow in terms of the warm-up. Temperatures up near 60, sunshine all day tomorrow as we go through the next couple of days. As we go into Monday, of course, McCoy Stadium, the Paw Sox opening up. For some reason, they're opening up in the evening. I don't know why they do it so early in the season in the evening, because if they had the game in the afternoon, it would have been around 70 degrees. But that's the sunshine for Monday, up near 70. Game time is, I think, just after 6 o'clock Monday, falling back to the 50s at that time. And then, but it should stay dry. And then the one really warm day is Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 70s. And then it's going to get a little less warm, I think is the way to call it, for Wednesday, Thursday. Maybe a shower early Wednesday, but even that looks minor. So I don't see any significant wet weather in sight, or even snow in sight. Dare I say that word again? But really, overall, not bad at all coming up over the next 2 days. Again, over the next few hours, you'll notice a lot of those puffy, billowy, dark bottom clouds forming, but mixed with a lot of blue sky as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you think we're over the hump now as far as the snow goes?
Well, I mentioned this week with Dom and Paul. There's one more chance, believe it or not, of getting probably at least a foot of snow. April 8th, fools!
Oh, you're too...
I'm just kidding.
That wasn't even funny.
But I'll say, I know. No, but there's a chance on this Friday, this upcoming Friday, that we could get a light rain event that might end maybe Friday night as a few wet snowflakes. That would be about it. And I think that would be the last of it for the year, for the start of the year, of seeing any snowflakes. But even that would be, just, as I like to say, that this time of the year, just the sight of seeing still a few snowflakes is to many people probably not the nicest thing. But that would be Friday night probably, so that would be about it. But no, overall, it's really a great stretch of weather. We're going to have the flowers continuing to bloom, the daffodils coming out, the forsythias, some of the tulips and the crocuses coming out, and some of the trees that come out early on the heavy budding will start taking place this upcoming week, because we're going to have several days in the 60s and 70s, and we're not going to worry about freezing temperatures at all. So that is the recipe. That's the perfect recipe for spring, the look of spring, not just the feel in terms of temperature, but the look of it. Now, along the south coast, water temperatures are running in the low 40s, so say if you're going to be down in the southern tip of Jamestown or Narragansett or Westport over by Horseneck Beach, the temperatures will be 15 degrees cooler, but it still will be dry. So that's really the only negative I can come up with. The other good thing, of course, with all the rain we've had recently, some of the rivers are running high. The Taunton River near Bridgewater in Middleborough has been overflowing its banks, and there are a couple of streets there that are underwater. That is going to recede over the next 2 days because we simply don't have any significant precipitation in our forecast.
Wow. So it looks like we're going to have a fantastic week, and we're on our way into summer. I should say spring slash summer.
Yeah, don't get too ahead of summer. Although, again, Tuesday, though, again, away from the coast. If you don't like it cool, stay away from the ocean for the next several days. But Tuesday afternoon, I think some of us are going to see temperatures maybe as high as about 78 degrees.
Oh, my God. I can't fathom that right now, but that's something to look forward to, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. It's, and after the stretch we've had, and again, a very cold March, of course, most of the winter itself was not all that cold and not too much snow, but we have had a cold March. Now we're 8 days into April, so we deserve a break, and we are certainly, I think, going to get it beginning today in a small way. Still a lot of puffy clouds, cool breezes out there today. But beginning really tomorrow, and I would say right through almost all of next week, it's going to really feel and look like springtime around the greater Attleboro area.
That sounds great. I know that there's a lot of ads out there from Lowe's and Home Depot about doing-it-yourself type of projects, and also all the flowers and everything, and the sales at Lowe's, 3 for $10. It makes you want to go out there and get all of your spring flowers and put them in another month or so, because I don't want the ground to freeze, but I want to replenish the flowers that had died over the winter months. But
yeah, those places, I think this weekend and much of next week, are going to be really packed with a lot of people doing that, because just the weather is going to just put you in the mood to do it. You know, you're looking out now and you're saying, yeah, it's a little cool, you're saying, well, we've got a stretch of great weather, so why not get it started now? So that's the way you have to look at it, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's very true. We should have Emily Johnson on to talk about the gardening and how to prepare your flower beds and everything on, because she is a master gardener, and her gardens are exquisite. Absolutely exquisite. That flower show in Attleboro Arts Museum are some of the best designs, but hers was just so uniquely beautiful, absolutely gorgeous displays, just really phenomenal, blown away by her creativity.
And what is it, about 2 months now till the farmer's market starts, right?
Yes, June 17th, that Saturday. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be a great weather day, like most of they have been the last 2 years. Seems like it almost... it never seems to rain during the farmer's market, it seems, the last couple of years. But anyway, and of course, this Sunday, a week from tomorrow, is Easter.
Yes,
and
that's right.
And right now, if I had to say what type of weather for Easter Sunday, I would say mostly sunny and highs in the 60s.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh my God, that's great.
So again, I'll end on this, and I know you could get back and you have the...
No, we're good. We're good.
No, but I just want to say that if there's outside of maybe a sprinkle in a few spots this afternoon, mainly north and west, really I don't see any significant precipitation in the foreseeable future. Maybe a shower early Wednesday, and then a light precipitation event on Friday, a week from yesterday. That's it. Other than that, the weather is fine. We don't have to worry about any severe thunderstorms the way it looks right now, as we're starting to get into our thunderstorm season. Did you hear any of the thunder the other day? The other night?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, wake you right out, right, or whatever you were doing.
That
was the front coming through, the backside of the storm that we had with all the rain. But I don't see anything like that for a while, too. So, again, a classic example, after about a week and a half straight of over 6 inches of rain in several different events, now nature's going to go the other way. It's going to quiet down. And anything that happens is going to be minor in terms of precipitation. So that's the good news at this point.
That's great. Now, do you think you'd be tempted to go to the Paw Sox open house today at 11 o'clock and take a tour, you know, meet Dennis Oilcamp Boyd or get a free food there?
That's not a bad idea. I'm thinking about it, possibly, yeah. And, of course, they start again on Monday. They're on the road now. The actual team is playing in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, I believe. Mm-hmm. But their home opener is Monday at McCoy Stadium.
And I'm going, too, Jim. You know why?
Oh, excellent. Why?
Because Kelly's son... my grandson is playing, the rhythm section band is going to be playing at 4:30 to 6 p.m., and then we're going to the game together, so I am psyched. I am getting out of work early, leaving at 4, be there at McCoy Stadium at 4:30. I can't wait.
Sounds like a good time. And again, I forecast good weather for that as well, so have fun, and I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday, regular time. We're all good then.
Okay, if anything changes, you can let me know as always, and good talking to you both, Mike and Elaine, and again, enjoy spring finally here in terms of the weather over the next several days.
Sounds fantastic, Jim. Have a great weekend, and thanks for calling in early.
Okay.
Take care. All right, thank you. All right, there goes Jim Corbin with an excellent forecast. I think it's like one of the best ones we've had so far since January, for God's sakes. That's really fantastic. What are you going to be doing this weekend, Mike? Are you thinking of going to the Pateka Red Sox game?
I'm going to celebrate that it's not going to snow or rain.
No, I mean, seriously, it's free.
Well, I have to work.
Oh, you do? Yeah. You have to go to work after this. Yeah, this isn't work. This is play.
Yeah, this is fun.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Our number here is 508-222-1320. If you'd like to jump on the line and say hi, we'll gladly take your call at this particular time. And if you're looking for something to do that's fun for the family, folks, Pawtucket Red Sox open house is today from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can take a tour of the whole ballpark and get autographs from the players. There's going to be free food there. You can meet and greet some of the players. It's just going to be really a lot of fun. So I always like to throw something out there that is free for the family because so many things are so costly. And, you know, you really need to look for those things because even going to the movies, it's like a $40 trip pretty much. And unfortunately, that's really high for an average family. So anytime that I can give you something free to do, like an Easter egg hunt or this here, it'll be it's well worth it. So I believe we have a caller on.
Yeah, you want to go to that first?
Sorry?
You want to go to that first before the break?
Who's online?
Joan.
Oh, Joan. Yeah, no, hold her for a minute. Okay, guys, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Joan Richard, the Executive Director of the Literacy Center. I'm sorry. Bear with me. I'm fighting through a cold. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
In April, registered nurse Suzanne Faith will present a three-part Alzheimer's education series for family caregivers in the Attleboro Public Library's Balfour Room. The series begins with Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias on April 11th at 1 o'clock p.m. and continues at the same time on two subsequent Tuesdays, April 18th and April 25th. This free series is offered by Hope Dementia and Alzheimer Services in collaboration with a grant awarded from Harwich Human Services. Space is limited for these workshops, so pre-registration is required. To register, email info@hopedementia.org.
Amigo Incorporated, located at 33 Perry Avenue in Attleboro, is the result of one family's journey to find answers for their autistic child. Founded by a small group of parents in 1971, Amigo has grown to include more than 30 residential homes, a fully accredited school, and applied behavioral analysis in homes, schools, and daycares. Amigo touches the lives of over 300 families in Massachusetts, offering services and programs for both children and adults with autism spectrum disorders and other developmental disabilities. For more information, please visit their website at www.amigoinc.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom! Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not Mom. I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, it is Pawtucket Red Sox open house day, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on down to the McCoy Stadium for a tour, get some really great autographs and meet the players. You get free food, and it's a lot of fun. But right now, I'd like to turn our attention to a great fundraising event that's happening. And online, we have the Executive Director of the Literacy Center in Attleboro, Joan Ritchie, providing services in our Attleboro community since 1988. And good morning, Joan. I'm so glad that you got up and started calling in.
How are you this morning?
Well, I'm a little bit under the weather, so I'm hanging in there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
You've got to get better in time for our tasting.
Oh, gosh, you better believe it. I've got plenty of time. I'll be better by Thursday, I swear to God.
Oh, good.
Anyway, it's good to talk to you and connect with you. We always have you on when we have different things in the community. And I'll get back to, we'll talk about the event in just a second, but can you describe the programs and services you provide in the community?
Sure. We serve about 500 students a year. Some of them need basic reading and writing skills. Others are studying for their high school equivalency. And actually, the majority of our students are there to learn English. They're recent, or maybe not so recent, immigrants from 62 countries last year, which is just amazing, the diversity that we have. And they're eager to learn English, to become citizens, and this, you know, helps them, their children who are in schools, and it's a great program. So we have paid teachers that do classes on weekdays, Saturdays, and evenings, but we also have a big volunteer tutor program, and we're always looking for more volunteers. We've got 93 students right now waiting to be matched with the volunteer tutor, so if anybody's interested, we'd love to hear from you. Our next tutor training starts in the first week of May.
Oh, wow. 93 on a waiting list. That's so remarkable. Wow.
Yeah. Well, we've got about close to 200 students matched with tutors, because some tutors take more than one.
Oh, I see. Right.
Which is great, but we could always use more, naturally. And the tutoring is interesting. Sometimes it's basic English. Sometimes it's math. And sometimes it's helping someone, say, prepare for their driver's license or their citizenship exam or some industry-specific exam that somebody might need a hand with. So it really makes a difference in someone's life and make them become financially self-sufficient when they are able to move forward.
Right. I mean, I think that's just really phenomenal. I went up on the website, and I seen a small video on citizenship, and folks from Boston came down to the Attleboro Library, and they were everybody was helping fill out forms and everything because they had gone through your program, and now they're applying for U.S. citizenship and filling out the forms and everything. And I think that is such a great partnership that you have.
It is, because the forms are intimidating, and you know we don't want to make mistakes on them, but they bring volunteer lawyers to go over everything, so it really puts people at ease.
Wow. I mean, since 1988, there's been a lot of changes, my friend.
We keep growing a little bit every year.
That's really phenomenal. And I also read about the strategic plan that the board had created and had put in place. Can you tell us some of the things that have been the result of the focus groups that you had, or is that something
right
that you
now,
don't want to discuss right now?
No, our biggest push right now is for digital literacy.
Oh.
Because really, people can't, They're not ready for higher education or the workplace if they don't have knowledge of how to use sometimes the many devices they own, but really don't know how to operate. So, you know, we're incorporating much more digital literacy into all our curriculums and really trying to train the teachers and get some training for the tutors to get them up to speed, too.
Mm. You know, that is so interesting. That's right, because in today's society, it's so fast-paced, and I call it the look-down generations, where everybody's looking down instead of up and out, yeah. You know, and all around you.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, gosh, so you've had over 500 students per year going through in 62 countries being served. That is remarkable, absolutely remarkable. What would you say is like one of your biggest challenges, though?
Well, our biggest challenge is to serve everybody who comes through the doors in a timely fashion. So we're always looking for funding to start new classes. And I'd like to make the classes we have a little more intense, offer them more hours per week. So, you know, like anybody else, funding is always the biggest challenge. As far as people getting along and doing well together, it's wonderful. We have a very strict English-only rule, and that really works because no one feels as though anyone's talking about them in ways they can't understand.
Well, that's important, that's for sure. Yeah, language is so important. Now, how many tutors do you have right now?
Right now, I think we have about 110.
That's remarkable. From all walks of life?
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, we, you know, if high school kids want a tutor, they have to be 18. But we use them sort of as teachers' aides, and they help with computer literacy classes. So, you know, we have, you know, other high school kids will work the front desk, and we have tutors in their 70s who've been retired and just want to help out, and they're great.
Mm. What's the criteria for tutors, being a tutor?
Just be 18 years old and have a high school diploma.
Oh, okay, great, great.
And we, you know, the training is 6 weeks. And they learn a lot about adult learners. They meet a lot of students, meet a lot of other tutors. And, of course, we have a full-time volunteer coordinator who's there to, you know, give them support along the way. Mm-hmm. So most times it works out really well.
Oh, that's really great. I was thinking, like, some of the seniors in the local high schools have to do projects, community outreach and everything. Have you approached the high schools to find out if they would like to volunteer as tutors for their community service?
Yes, they do. We have, I think we've got about 4 or 5 high school students right now between Bishop Feehan and Attleboro High, and they're a lot of fun.
I'm sorry. They shut my mic off because I had a major coughing fit.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it through the show.
Oh, poor Elaine.
So you do have students going in there from the local schools that are helping out. That's
yes,
great.
We have a few.
Right.
We have a few. And, you know, most of our volunteers are older than that. But, we, mm-hmm. you know, some of the kids, they do a good job, especially with the digital literacy. But that's their expertise, so they work out well.
I know. I have to shake my head because my teenage grandsons are more tech savvy than I ever could be.
Absolutely.
And they're like sponges. They just pick it up and like, zip, this is what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's really crazy. Wow. So how many on a day-to-day basis, like your staff there, do you have at the Literacy Center at any one time?
Well, the evening program is the largest. We have about 60 students at one time at night. And during the day, the classes are a little more scattered. So, you know, some days there's a lot more tutors there. Other days there are more classes there. But we always, you know, we manage to fit. If we have an overflow, they can go right next door to the library. So it works out well.
Yeah, that's really great. What I'm doing is I'm laying a foundation of the Literacy Center, and then we're going to take a break in about 2 minutes, and then we'll come back to the fundraising event, because I want people to understand the Literacy Center. People hear it, they drive by the building, they're not really sure all of the what you do, and it's just one of the most wonderful gems in the city of Attleboro that is just really providing so much service to so many wonderful people here in the Attleboro area. Now, do you service beyond Attleboro? Like, what is your demographic?
We serve of the whole greater Attleboro area, North Attleboro, Mansfield. We have quite a few tutors and students from Mansfield, and sometimes they'll meet at the Mansfield Library or something more convenient. Seekonk, Rehoboth, Norton, Plainville, all the surrounding areas. We have some from Pawtucket. Because we are really the only English program in the area. There are other high school equivalency programs, but we're the only ones that offer English in both, so students can have that progression.
Well, that's really great. Have you, like going into the future, like say in about 5 years or so, where do you see the Literacy Center going as far as, like, are you thinking of expanding services or adding new services?
Well, we'd like to add more workplace education so that people can come out prepared for a specific job. That's really the future of adult education. It's right now we give adults basic skills so that they can go on to either college or training. That's really, really important. Mm-hmm. And in the future, I think that really what the government would like us to do is combine the adult education with the college, not just college and career readiness, but actual workplace education, so that people might be studying, say, the vocabulary of a certain industry and start to work on licensure.
Right. That's a very good idea. Oh, my God. And we have so many local companies here that maybe a mentor program or something might develop.
We do, absolutely.
Great. Yeah, I see that happening as a win-win for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's really, really important. Did you offer, like, resume writing as well, or how to put together or interview skills and things like that?
Oh, absolutely.
You do?
That's part of the curriculum.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, that's really great. Have any of your students come back to be a tutor?
One or two, yeah, once in a while we have, yeah. They're usually pretty busy getting their own education after they leave, but, once in a while we have, which is really fun.
That is great, yeah. I'm going to hold you there because we're up against a break, but on the flip side, I'd love to talk to you about your fundraising event, the 4th Annual International Food Tasting, and I was reading in the paper that you have more restaurants that are joining in, and that's going to be, like, so much fun.
It is going to be fun this year.
Great. Can you hang on for just another minute?
I can.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Thanks, Joan. All right. You are listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine the Roach. We do have to take a quick break, and on the flip side, we'll be talking to Joan Ritchie, the Executive Director of the Attleboro the Literacy Center, and she's going to be talking to us about this fantastic international food tasting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Every 66 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. Not only is the disease hard on the ones afflicted, but on their caregivers as well. On Sunday, April 30th, from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Community VNA will be holding their 4th annual Spring Break Luncheon to aid patients with Alzheimer's and their caregivers. Spring Break takes place at Lake Pearl, 299 Creek Street in Wrentham. This event is open to the public and features Sunday brunch, entertainment, raffles, and a silent auction. For more information about the event, you can visit www.communityvna.com or you can call 1-800-220-0110.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Does your back hurt after a long night's sleep? Has your mattress seen better days? Is your current bedroom furniture a mixture of different furniture sets? The Bedding Center, located on Pleasant Street and proud sponsor of this radio station and high school sports, offers a wide array of mattresses along with beds, bedroom furniture, and odd-sized mattresses and box springs. You can reach them online at bedding-center.com or by phone at 508-226-8090.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. On the line, I have Executive Director of the Literacy Center, Joan Ritchie. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I finally woke up, Joan. or the medicine I took is finally kicking in.
Oh, good.
Listen, can you tell us a little bit about the fourth annual International Food Tasting, what it's all about, when it's going to be, and some of the restaurants?
Sure. This idea started because of naturally the diversity that we have, and everybody loves food, so we solicited restaurants to come and provide samples of food that they serve to people, and it's just been worked out really well. This is our fourth year. It's going to be held this year on Wednesday, April 26th from 5:30 to 8 at the Elks Lodge on South Main Street in Attleboro. The tickets are $18, and for $18, you can walk around and eat all night for all these different places that I'll tell you about. And also, there's a cash bar there, and we have fabulous raffles. So the fun part is the students do a lot of work about their food and their cultures, and that will all be on display also.
Oh, that sounds really interesting because I know last year you had so many wonderful raffle items, and our own Dominic Couture was providing music, right?
And Dominic will be back this year.
Yay! Yeah. That's really great. It is a fun night. I mean, how many people would you say last year attended?
I think last year we had 225. Yeah. And this year we're going to limit the ticket sales to 250, mm-hmm. which is, it's really nice because it's a very large room, so it's not like you have to stand in line long to get food. People really are able to relax and walk around and, you know, certainly eat their fill.
Oh, yes, and there is plenty, that's for sure. Can you tell us some of the restaurants that are going to be participating?
Sure. Back for the fourth year is the Boneyard Barbecue. That's a big favorite with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The Attleboro Lodge of Elks, they usually do their clam cakes and chowder, which is their signature dish. Young's Catering and Willow Tree Farm will be here for the fourth year. And Stop and Shop, they bake a beautiful cake with the Literacy Center picture on it, and then they have some giveaways also. And then we have the U.S. Personal Chef Association. And this year, that's my chef, Lara. He's back for the fourth year. Home Plate Advantage and Homestar Cuisine. And they get together and make foods from their ethnic backgrounds, which is fun. Then we all, oh, and J&L Catering. He's there for the fourth year. He always comes up with something great. And then returning also is Oven Essence Bakery. List Brothers Dairy for people with their sweet tooth. Panera Bread will be bringing different types of salads, and Olive Garden's bringing their famous lasagna, which makes everybody happy.
Oh, yeah.
And then new this year, I'm really excited about the Blue Pride Bistro. Those are the Attleboro High School Career and Technical Ed kids. Oh. They do a wonderful job. So mm-hmm. they'll be coming for the first time. Fitzy's Pub, Joey Kramer's Rockin' and Roasting Cafe, and Habibi's Middle Eastern Kitchen is coming for the first time this year.
Oh, my God. That's really great.
So there's something for everyone.
Oh, my God. If you walk away hungry, it's your fault.
Right.
Well, that's really great.
You spend too much time talking because it's like a big reunion.
You know, we were talking before, and that's true. Like, I ran into some of my neighbors from North Avenue, and it was like, oh, my God. And then our kids grew up together, and it was like, oh, my God. It was just so much fun. And you're right. Even though there might be 200 or over 200 folks there, you can easily move around each table. The way that you've got it set up is perfect. And the chefs and the workers there and all the rest, restaurants know how to really move the crowd along, but I really like my chef Laura and the Personal Chef Association's representatives there, because when they were making their dishes, that you can actually get their recipes. You know, I mean, like they'll tell you how to do it, or if you have a recipe, if you have a mm-hmm. cooking question. They're really great because cooking is a science, they told me last year, about temperature and meat and food and things like that. I was just really fascinated by it. It was just such a great opportunity to meet all the, well, some of these are like the owners of the restaurants and some of them are mm-hmm. workers, but the chefs and my chef Laura, and I'm really excited to see what they cook up this year.
Yeah, I am too. We don't know yet. It'll be a surprise.
How are ticket sales going right now?
We're about halfway there.
So oh, good.
Tickets must be bought in advance because we have to limit the number so they won't be sold at the door. So if people are interested, they just need to give us a call and we'll help them get the tickets.
Right, right. Yeah, what I'll do is I'll call ahead and I'll stop by and drop off the money for you. And how are you doing on the raffles? Can you describe some of the raffle prizes?
Sure. Well, we have Red Sox tickets again, donated by Bristol County Savings Bank. We'll have some liquor baskets and the, let's see, a birdhouse. I know we have a birdhouse. Some really nice vintage jewelry that was donated. We will have a couple of restaurant week packages with local restaurants. That's always fun. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my goodness, I can't think of them all right now. Irene will kill me. Let's see.
That's okay.
It will come to me. We
right.
have, I think we have 24. A few people are donating baskets, and we will have a Paw Sox basket also with tickets for the fireworks nights and some other things in it. And there'll be lots more. You just need to come to see them all.
Right, right, right. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I mean
no,
just
that's
to...
Okay.
To tease it, to tease the event and everything. It is well represented, that's for sure. And so many wonderful people from the surrounding areas, from Seekonk to North Attleboro and beyond, come down for this wonderful event, too, in Rhode Island and Pawtucket. I mean, it is just really, really well received. And
It's reasonably priced, and it's supporting a great cause.
That's right.
So I think that's why we get so much good support.
Oh, yeah, I mean, a ticket, $18 for the whole night, and you can have, like, there's, like, almost 20 restaurants here. There are 20 restaurants here.
I think we have up to 17.
Oh, 17?
17 stations so far, yeah. We may get more. You never know.
30, 40, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I have 20 on your sheet here.
Oh,
I'm counting
okay.
them. Yeah, I'm counting them. I'm counting them in front of me here, and it looks
okay.
like, well, maybe some of them are not committed yet.
I think that, well, I think the U.S. Personal Chef, is. I'm counting that as one.
Oh, okay, and I'm counting as three. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah,
oh, they're
separate.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I gotcha. Right, right. Okay, great. So, to recap, because we do have to scoot out just in just a little bit, it's the fourth annual International Food Tasting on Wednesday, April 26th from 5:30 to 8. And actually, I printed this out, and it's at the Elks Lodge on South Main Street, and it's on 152 in Attleboro. Everybody knows where it is. But I printed out a flyer here. I didn't see one at the station, so I'm leaving it for Dominic, Paul, and Dave. So hopefully they'll be able to promote you as well. And I'm certainly going to be on next week, too, and I'll certainly continue to do that until the event.
I think I'm going to be talking with Dominic Wednesday morning.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. Great.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
Yes.
And he has the personal chefs on frequently to talk about cooking.
Yeah, I remember him saying that. My chef Laura comes on maybe once a month or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Hey, I beat him to the punch. I got you first. Yeah, but he'll probably have you in the studio at a reasonable time, right?
No problem.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and calling in at this early hour, and hope that you get a chance to get out and about and do something spectacular for you and your family yourself.
Thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome. I look forward to seeing you if I don't see you on the 26th, and I'll call the center before to pick up my ticket.
Sounds good.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful weekend, Joan. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, there goes Joan Ritchie from the Literacy Center. Come on down and check out the 4th Annual International Food Tasting on Wednesday, April 26th from 5:30 to 8. It's at the Elks on South Main Street in Attleboro. Tickets are only $18, folks, and you can call the Literacy Center at 508-226-3603. So make sure that you check that all out. There are a lot of things going on in the community, and I'm going to wrap up in just a second here. But remember, like the Paw Sox opening open houses today from 11 to 2. And, you know, it's free. It's for the community. Come on out. You can take an actual tour. You can have autograph signing. You can meet the players. There's going to be free food. A lot of different wonderful fun things. So I'd like to thank Joan Ritchie for coming on this great late early hour, I should say. Jim Corbin, thank you for switching with me so Joan could call in a little bit later. And, of course, Mike Catanzaro is on my board here, always keeping me on track. Dominic will be back on Monday. He's on live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Out and About with Elaine, my show is on each and every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8, followed by Dave Kane and Donna Sprague from 9 to noon. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, thanks for listening to my show, and meet me back here next week. And remember, opening day for the Paw Sox is Monday at 6 p.m., but come early at 4:30 to check out the rhythm section. So take care, everyone. Have a fabulous week, and I'll see you next week.